We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Chav Ches, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line. It said in the Mishnah that Parashah Gedol Karnas V'Shnayim V'Chulu, then it says V'Shachris U'V'Musif U'V'Mincha Karn Alpihem. You lay in by Shachris, you lay in by Musif, you lay in by Mincha, and it says Karn Alpihem, by Mincha you Karn Alpihem. And the question is, what about Musif? Musif also, you lay in by heart without taking out Sefer Torah or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. Ba'aluhu. Hey, Chikom, how do you read the Mishnah? Do you read Mishnah like this? B'shachris u'v'musif karyin oysa v'sefer. By shachris of a musif, you lain out of a sefer Torah. But in my mother, she's talking about it. But in my mother, you lain from a sefer Torah by shachris of a musif. U'v'mincha karyin oysa apeh karyin oysa shema. And by mincha, you lain it by heart, you lain the parasha by heart, like you lain in shema, like you're saying shema. So in this version, musif and shachris are both the same, you learn from a sefer Torah. You lain from a sefer Torah. By mincha, you lain by heart. By dilma halka k'tani. B'shachris karen oysa v'sefer. Uba musaf v'mincha, and musaf and mincha karen oysa apak karen shema. That you read by heart. So shalas, what's the din of musaf? It's like shachris, like mincha. Toshima, we learned in the b'raisa, the tayin of the b'raisa. B'shachris v'musaf, nechnas v'mizik nesas v'karen k'derach v'karen k'al shana. Shachris and musaf, you go into the shul, and you lain the Kriya Satira, like you're laying the whole year, out of a Sefer Torah. That's both Shachris and Musaf. Uve Mincha, Yochid, Karid Oysa. Uve Mincha, Yochid, Karid Oysa, by Mincha, you're laying about Peh. So what you see from here is that Musaf is same like Shachris. And by Mincha, Yochid, Karid Oysa, Peh. Om Rav Yaisi, Vichy Yochid, Yochid, Likris, Divrei Torah, Peh, Betzibur. Are you allowed to lay about Peh, Betzibur? So he says, Al kulam nechnasim, v'karin oysa apeh, karin neshma. One person doesn't lane by heart, and he might say everyone. What happens? Everyone lanes themselves from themselves, from a chumash themselves, they're laning themselves by apeh, without not a sefer Torah, each one by apeh. It means without a chumash, probably means by apeh. They didn't have chumash, they have printed things. So the question was, hey, ladu by apeh, betzibur? The answer is, everyone lanes it themselves by heart, the parasha of Bereishis. So, just to recap what we see here, we have to speak something out. Number one is the question was Shachris and Musaf and Mincha, which one's of heart, which one's from the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara comes out, Shachris and Musaf from the Sefer Torah, Mincha's Bahart. The next thing it says that by Mincha, Karim Aper, basically says, Karim Aper with Tzibur, Torah says everyone's Karim Aper by himself. So what's Mavuri in this Gemara is that this is an Isser to say, Dvarim Shaviksav, the Efsher Loima Aper. Loch is something that's Torah Shaviksav, you're now allowed to say about Pe. It's Mashmar Gemara, the only time now I'll say Aper is only if you might see the Oilam. Mighty people like Betzibur, you're being mighty other people, you're not allowed to do Bapeh. Mashenkin, if you're not being mighty, you're not allowed to do Bapeh. And the Gra Paskins like this, Lalach Lamais, and he says it's a conferred Shagamara and Tainus. The Shaila is, for example, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema B'Hart. So we know, we all say Kriya Shema B'Hart. How do we do it? So one of the Pshat Mar in the Rishayim is because we're Ruggil, we're used to it. This is what I say B'Hart. The Goyin says Pshat, the Gra says Pshat. You know why? Because you're not being mighty anyone. That's why. So what's the Afghan Mina between Rogil and Maitzi, the two Pshatim? The Afghan is by Yechulu Friday night. You're allowed to say Yechulu Friday night by heart. If you're not Rogil, you can say by heart. But being Maitzi other people, you can't say everyone else in Kiddush. You shouldn't be able to say Yechulu by heart. That's what comes out. That's one of the Afghan Minas that could be if the Pshat is like the Gra, or Pshat is like the Shulchan Aruch, who says, it doesn't say this. The Shulchan Aruch says the Pshat is because it's Rogil. It says that reason why you're allowed to say Shema by heart. But the Gra learns the reason he cannot be mighty to other people, and he says it's a Gemara Arucha on Daf Chav Ches in Masechtas Tainis. That's what he says. Al Kaponim, this is the Gemara, Ad Kamen Gemara.
Right. Is this
after that? No, not then. He didn't have mighty one, he was saying himself. It means Friday night when you're making Kiddush. So usually someone making Kiddush mighty everyone, so maybe there it's an Indian to say that adventure. Could be. The feet of Gra. There's not in the past like that, but that's what the Gra says. He doesn't talk about Vechulu, he says Bechlal, by the Isser of saying Dvarm Shabbaksab Apeh. So it's not the Gemara right. It says, Kol Yoim Shiesh Bei Halal Ein Bei Maimid, and then it goes further in the Mishnah, and it says that when you have Karban Musaf, so let's say we go in this last Mandi Yama, if you have Karban Musaf, it says Ein Bei Mincha, you don't have a Amalus Bei Mincha. On a day of Karban Eitzim, Ein Bei Ne'ila, there's no my mother's by Ne'ilah, but Mincha there is. So the question of the Gemara is, Ma Hefresh Bein Zeh L'Zeh, why Karban Musaf knocks out Mincha and Ne'ilah? Karban Eitzim only knocks out Ne'ilah, not Mincha. What's the difference? Why doesn't Karban Eitzim knock out mincha as well. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, halalu divrei Torah, v'halalu divrei Seferim. The Gemara answers an interesting thing. It says, mincha is divrei Torah. It doesn't mean mamish divrei Torah, but it has a makar in the Torah. Because it says, Yitzchak avinu tika antilas mincha, shenama v'yetze yitzchak l'suha pasada, which is pasuk in the Torah. And that's learned out. Ne'ilah is a kulay derabanan. Mincha has a makar in the Torah. Ne'ilah is derabanan. Therefore, musif, which is a derice to the carbon, that knocks out the even mincha. Masha inkein, carbon eitzim, which is only derabanan, it only knocks out the ne'ilah, which is derabanan. If you look at the top two taisim, he explains this like exactly like this. The top taisim says, kulay ma'ay ben hefesh ben carbon musif and carbon eitzim, the carbon musif doicha mincha, the carbon eitzim loy dachi mincha. And the Gemara answers, alo divrei Torah, musif is divrei Torah lahochi, kadachi mincha, davim divrei Torah. Ava carbon eitzim, davim divrei seifrim, So we're saying the reason why carbon musaf, you're busy with it, and that's the real reason you're busy with it, but that has the kayach to knock out even a mincha because divrei Torah. Mashenkin, carbon eitzim only knocks down the ilah, does not knock out mincha. So the Mishnah goes back, they're talking about carbon eitzim, and the Mishnah says that the carbon eitzim were these wood that was brought for the maracha, for the fire in Tavanas Be'ach, and nine families brought these atzik, the eitzim over the year. And it gives a whole list of all different days of the year, and different families brought the carving. For example, it says, Be'echa b'nisa b'nei Orach ben Yehuda, Orach ben Yehuda, Be'esim b'tamas b'nei Dovah ben Yehuda, Misha b'ab b'nei Parash ben Yehuda, a whole list. So, the Gemara, Zman atzik, which means, where's the makar? Where does it come from that there was different days that different families brought the carbon eitzim? Omru, they said, when Ezra came up with the Bnei HaGoyla from Bavel, but it's beginning of the second verse of Mikdash, obviously, there was no eitzim in Lishka, there was no wood in Lishka, it was empty, the coffers were empty. And you needed wood. Wood is expensive, and you need a lot of wood to make to burn a fire on the Mizbech the whole day. The loch is you need a fire the whole day on the Mizbech, all the time. You need a lot of eitzim. They didn't have any eitzim in Lishka. But Omdu Elu, these families came, v'snadvu mishlahem, and they said, we will give eitzim, we will supply eitzim for the Beis HaMikdash. Because of the schus of that, these families came, and they were nadiv the eitzim. Therefore, histwa neviim shvineim, the neviim made a takana, shafil lishka malay eitzim. Even all the 100 years later, when the lishka is full of eitzim, you elu mustadim shlahem. They get the schos to supply eitzim for the maracha on their day. Shneim matzas napasik, va'agirolo sipalm la'karbon eitzim, hakanim halaviim va'om lahavi lebeis lekenu lebeis aviseinu. They made a girl, and to which days or which order will be from these families to bring eitzim. Le'itim is a man of certain times of the year. Levaram is be'ach Hashem akenu kosev v'tayru. That these families will get a special day. We made a girl. They're going to all get a special day of the year to bring the carbon eitzim. The interesting thing is that if you look at the order of the days, they have no like rhyme or reason. It starts with Echav Nisan, then starts Esther v'tamas, then starts Chemisha v'av, then Shiva boy. 2 days later, it doesn't make sense all the numbers. So I'm not sure where those numbers came from, but one of pshatim could be is that all nine families came together and said, we're going to give eitzim. So then they made a geirul on what order they're going to give. And it turned out that, let's say the first family gave enough eitzim to supply for 2 months. After that, they had to use the next family. He only gave 2 days. So next one, the next family. And that's how they got their days. Like upon them, nine families had days when they gave the eitzim. Now, go back to the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says that on one of the days, which was Bechamisha Osaboy, so that was the 15th day of Av. It says Bnei Zatu Ben Yehuda, that family brought the carbon eitzim. V'imahem Kahanim V'Leviim Mechol Mishatav V'Shiftoy. The Kahanim V'Leviim, and anyone didn't know where they're shevet, they could bring that day. Uvenei Goyim Ve'Eli Uvenei Koytze Ketzias, and the family of Goyim Ve'Eli, which literally touches the people who stole the cutting board, Uvenei Koytze Ketzias, and the people who dried out the figs. They brought the carbon eitzim. Who are these people? That's the Gemara's discussion. Tana Banim. Ma hoyu b'nei goyim ve'eli b'nei koytze ketzias. Who are these families of goyim ve'eli and koytze ketzias? Amrum. Pa machas Gozra Hamalchus Zera. One time, the Malchus made a Zera Yisrael, Shleyaviyu Eitzim Lamaracha, which Shleyaviyu Bekurim Lushalayim. They should not bring Eitzim from Maracha. There was two Zeras. Punk these two things. No Bekurim, which Bekurim is the first fruits that you see that grow, you bring up the Shleyim and give it to the Kohen. So it says, Shleyaviyu Eitzim Lamaracha, Shum bring Eitzim Maracha, Shleyaviyu Bekurim Lushalayim. That was their Takana. And why Punk these two things? Very interesting, these two things. So it says in the Marasha that these two things, Yesh Losses Tam Shagoja Beis Dvaram Elu, he says, these two things always came with Simcha. Carbon Eitzim, we see they made a Yom Tov on that day. And also Bikurim, we know from the Mishnah and Bikurim, they used to dance and make a whole thing. And the Goyim didn't want to see one thing. They didn't want to see a Yid B'Simcha. That they didn't want to see. They didn't want to see a Yid B'Simcha, and therefore they dafka these two mitzvahs they didn't allow. So the Gozo Yisrael Shleviu Eitzim L'Marachav Shleviu Bekurim L'Yishlayim V'Shivu Prisdoiz Al-Drachim. They appointed guards on the roads, Kederech, just like we have a different Rasha in the earlier days that put a guard. Kederech Shehoshev Yeravim Benavot Shleyal Yishlayim L'Regel Shleyal Yisrael L'Regel. Beginning of the first Beis Mikdash, Yeravim Benavot, who is the new king of Malchi Yisrael, he appointed guards on the roads that the Shleim, that the Klai Yisrael should not go be Oyle Regal. Because for whatever reason, he was jealous, he's scared that, you know, he's not Malchus Beis Daven, whatever, you know, the story. But he put down guards to stop the Yidden from going be Oyle Regal. So similar to that, these Rishoim, Pashas means the Yavanim, they appointed guards that the Yidden shouldn't go up to Yerushalayim to bring Eitzim or Bekurim to Yerushalayim. Ma'asuk Sherim Shiva Isidav Yerichet. What did these families do? The Bnei Goyim Ve'eli, what did they do? Haviu Sali Bekurim. They brought a basket of the fruits of Bekurim. The Chipum Bekzias. They covered it with dried figs. The Noklum, and they took it, Ve'eli HaKasveim, with a cutting board on their shoulder. The Kivin Shagir, it's the Prisidarius, and they reached the guards. Amru Lahem, the guards asked them, Heichem HaTavalchem, where are you going? Amru Lahem, Lassos, Shnei Gule Dvela. I'm going to make two rings of figs, machtesh shavanenu, with the mortar that's further away. I'm on the way to get the mortar. I have the cutting board ready, and I have the dried figs. I want to make it into a ring, and I'm going to get the machteshes. Machtesh shavanenu over Eli Shalkaspenu. I want this cutting board on my shoulder. Human shavruman. Once they passed the guards, itrum salim. They decorated their baskets of bikurim, the vin rishlayim, rotishlayim, and it says the marasha. And what they do with the Eli, with the cutting board, they cut it into pieces and use that for Eitzim. So therefore, they got both things past the guards, the carbon Eitzim and the Bikurim. And because of that, this family was mentioned, Lebracha, that they brought their day was the same day as Zaltu Ben Yehuda. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Hein Hein Bnei Solomai Hanuftoya. Hanutufasi. That Sulamai Hanutufasi also did a similar thing, a similar idea that they got something past the guards. Tana Rabbanan. So according to Rashi, it's not the families that mentioned Mishnah. It's not a family that was similar. The Bartanura actually learns this is the same family as before. Tana Rabbanan. Mahin Bnei Salamai Hanutufasi. Amru. What's the story with them? Amru. Pamachas Gozra Machas Zera Yisrael Shaviu Eitzim Aracha. The one to make Xerio should not bring Eitzim for the Maracha, Vashiva Prisdoiz Adrachim. They put guards on the way, on the roads, Kederach Shashiva Yerobim Menavot, Adrachim Shoyal Regal, just like Yerobim Menavot did to stop the people from going up to be Oil Regal. So Ma'os Yerechet Shoysadar. See, here it says Yerechet Shoysadar, because it only brought Eitzim. Before it says Ksherim Vyerechet. Mashaz Medaik, before, they did two things. They brought the Bakurim and the Eitzim. We said the Eli was turned into Eitzim. The cutting board was turned into Eitzim. Now come on here, Ma'os Yerechet Shoysadar. Heviu Gizrayim, they brought a piece of wood, v'ashu shalamas, they made it into a ladder, they fashioned it into a ladder, v'enichu ha'kesvei, they put it on their shoulders, v'ha'chulam, and they went up, kivin shegiu eslam, they reached the guards, omru lehem, the guards asked them, l'heichem ha'tvachem, where are you going? Omru lehem, l'havi goizes m'shoivach shovenenu, I'm going to bring the birds, there's a shoivach, there's a coop ahead of us, we're going to get the birds down from there, v'shalamas ha'kesvei, with the ladders from our shoulders. Kivin shovenenu, once they passed the guards, pirkum, they took it apart. They brought it up to Yerushalayim as Eitzim. Ba'alehem, on this family, Vakiyotzim, other families, Zoemer, Zechet Tzadik Lebracha. That they remember Lebracha, these families. Ba'yerav Menevot, Ba'ram Menevot, Chaber Nemav, Shem Risham Yirkav. that their names Shirat. That's what you say about Rav and Avot. But Akvam, the lead tzaddikim, those families of Goyim Ve'eli, Kaitse Kasiya, Soma Nusufasi, they all were Zecha Tzaddik Levracha, that they passed by and they got the carbon eitzim and passed the guards and the Bakurim. Zokta Gemara Vayter. It says, but Esrim Boy, Mnei Pachas Moya Ben Yehuda. Now, we have to keep a cheshbon of all these names. It's very negeya. The first one was Arach ben Yehuda. The second one was Bnei Dov ben Yehuda, which is the family of David HaMelech. Then it says Chamishabav Parish ben Yehuda. Then it says the fourth family is Yoindav ben Rechav. And Basaraboy Sana ben Yamim. The Chamishabav Tzata ben Yehuda. And then the eighth one was, which was the seventh one, was Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda. It was Be'esr Boy 20th day of Av. Was Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda. Who is Pachas Moyav? So it's Machlaikas. Tanam Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda, Heinein Bnei Dov ben Yehuda. They are the family of David HaMelech ben Yehuda, which has come out that maybe it's the second time. Fira Meir, it's the second time mentioned in the Mishnah, the family of David ben Yehuda, because Pachas Moyav is David Yehuda. Why? Pachas means a king, and Moyav is from Moyav, because David HaMelech was from Rus HaMaviah. So Pachas Moyav ben Yehuda, Heinein Bnei Dov ben Yehuda. That's David HaMelech ben Yehuda, family of Yehuda, Shev Yehuda, Fira Meir. It's not David HaMelech, it's Yoyev ben Tzeruya. Yoyev ben Tzeruya could also be called Pachas Moyav. Why? Because Yoyev ben Tzeruya, Tzeruya also was from Rus HaMaviya. Tzeruya was David HaMelech's sister. And Yoyev came from Tzeruya, and Yoyev also could be called a Pachas, a ruler, a king, because he was a general. So Pachas Moyav, according to the second Malayomar, Rabbi Yossi holds it was Yoyev and not David HaMelech. That's one machlekes. Not a machlekes. The eighth family is Be'esim Be'elul, Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. Who is Adam? Tana Rabbana. Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. Heinein Bnei Dov Ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Adam Ben Yehuda is David HaMelech. Because the Pasuk in Shmuel says, Eil Shmais HaGabari Mashal David Yoshev V'Shavis Tachmaini. It says there, Adinoi Ha'etzni. So saying, this man, I'm saying, Adini Ha'etzni. Adini is David HaMelech. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, no, that is Yoyev ben Tzeruya. It's Bnei Yoyev ben Tzeruya. So it comes out, the fear of Yossi, we have Bnei Yoyev ben Tzeruya a second time. Zok the Gemara, right? It says, the last of the nine is, Be'echa b'tevis, Shavu b'nei parosh shnia. The family of Bnei Parosh came a second time. It's Mashman the Mishnah. The only one who had two times was Parosh ben Yehuda. We're going to have a problem. We just have maybe David HaMelech was twice, maybe Yoyev was twice. That's the discussion of our Gemara. So it says the ninth one is Shavu Bnei Parash. Parash came back again the second time. Second time he had the day, carbonates. Moni Mastisim, Loi Rab Meir, Veloi Rab Yehuda, Veloi Rab Yosi. Our Mishnah can't be Rab Meir who says that Pachas Moyav is David HaMelech. It can't be Rab Yehuda who says Pachas Moyav is Yoyev. Veloy Rabbi Paka that not that Odin is David HaMelech. Veloy Rabbi Yosi who says that both Odin and Pachas Moyav are Yoyev ben Tzeruya. And Mark explains why it can't be any around Yom. Ira Meir, if it's Ira Meir, so it turns out Ira Meir Pachas Moyav is Yehuda, right? So say listenu Shavu bnei David ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda came for the second time because David ben Yehuda is Mefarish family in the beginning of the Mishnah. He is. Dovah ben Yehuda came on Esther Matamis. He's the second one. So it should have said, Shavu bnei Dov ben Yehuda. So Ira Meir is Shavu bnei Yehuda Shnia, second time. Irab Yehuda, who says that Odin is David, also just say, Listi Shavu bnei Dov ben Yehuda. Should say, Dov ben Yehuda Shnia, that Dov ben Yehuda came second time. So our Mishnah, who says Parish for the second time, asked everyone else was not the second time, can't be Ira Meir, who holds that David HaMelech was twice. Ain't the family of David HaMelech was twice, and can't be Rabbi Yehuda holds the family of David HaMelech was twice. And Rabbi Yosi, it's also shver because Rabbi Yosi says Pachas Moyav is Yoyev and Odin is Yoyev. Rabbi Yosi listening Shavu bnei Yoyev and Tzeruya shnia. Let it say Yoyev and Tzeruya a second time. So what's pshat? Who is this like? Which one the Yom? Which one of three by the Yom? The Mar answer is Oyla Rabbi Yosi. It's going to Rabbi Yosi. All right, the question is that for Rabbi Yosi, it says Pachas Moyav is Yoyev. And Rabbi Yosi said, Odin is Yoyev. So it's two times. Loyla Rabbi Yosi. Betrayed another Rabbi Yosi. It's Machlaikas. The man Yama holds the Pachas Moyev is Yoyev, holds Odin is not Yoyev. And he can't hold Odin is Yehuda either, is David ben Yehuda either, because then it should have said David Yehuda twice. It has to be someone else. It's a different family, Odin. And the Mandi Omar who said, Rabbi Yossi said that Odin is Yoav does not hold Pachas Mayav as Yoav. It must be Pachas Mayav is a different person. And therefore, it only comes out that there once, David HaMelech is only once, and Yoav is only once, and that's what only by Parashat says, Shavu for the second time.